celebrating our connection with our pets. From all across the globe, this is Animal Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio, where we talk about the travel and lifestyle for you and your best friend. So it's a new year, and that means new intentions of taking the very best care of your pet. One website has made it their mission to do just that, and I'm sure you'll want to stay tuned to find out how you can learn to take the very best care of your Fido this year. Another guest on today's show is not monkeying around, and to prove it, she's going to give 10 lucky listeners a must-have product when walking your dog. But first, we are going to talk about taking Fido with you on your next Colorado ski vacation. And on the line is Jennifer Rudolph from Colorado Ski Country, USA. Hi, Jennifer, and welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. You know, I'm planning a trip to Winter Park and Steamboat Springs, and one of the first things we look for is a Fido-friendly hotel or a private home for the duration of our stay. And what can you tell our listeners? What are some of the great places that you would recommend for people traveling with their dogs?
Oh, gosh. Well, first of all, anyone who's been to Colorado knows that Colorado is a very outdoorsy place. There's lots of wildlife and outside activities available. And tourism is a big part of the industry here in Colorado, as well as skiing. And there are lots of locations around the state, including Winter Park and Steamboat, as you're going to come out and experience, that offer several activities for both skiing and those who are traveling with pets. For example, one of my favorite spots is in the northwest part of the state called Steamboat Springs, and they have several hotels that welcome furry pets and dogs and those traveling with dogs. One of them is Snowshoe House. Snowshoe House is a great property right in Steamboat Springs, and it's also located near another little area called Howelson Hill, which is right in the town of Steamboat. So Howelson offers a lot of trails for snowshoeing where dogs are welcome and invited to tag along, and it's right near the Snowshoe House in Steamboat.
I like that snowshoeing. I actually started cross country last year and did some snowshoeing, and cross country is a lot of work, but I'm going to give it another shot this time. So are those trails then, that's okay for your cross country too, as well as the snowshoeing?
Yeah, Howelson Hill offers it a complete Nordic center, so the cross-country trails are sometimes used by the ski team who train, but there are other trails that can be multi-purpose use, which include those walking with dogs, as well as snowshoe and some cross-country skiing as well.
Now, do they charge for dogs? I know some places do and some places don't.
Some places do, but I believe Howelson Hill is a recreation center for the town, so there is not a fee for using the trails. They're open to the public.
Well, that's good. I know you, when I spoke with you in the past, you actually lived in Steamboat Springs for quite a while.
I did. And I did have a dog while I lived there, and one of my favorite things to do with Master Bergie was to take him along the Yampa River. Goes right through town, and there's a great walking trail. There's always lots of people out there with their pets, and it runs about 3 miles from the actual resort of Steamboat, and it goes through town along the river, and there's lots of places to stop with outdoor dining. In fact, I've stopped on many occasions with Bergie at my side and had a nice lunch along the river at places like the Yacht Club and the Double Z Barbecue, which are right downtown in Steamboat Springs.
Oh, that's perfect. Because I know when people think of ski vacation, they think, well, forget it, I can't take my dog. But in actuality, it really, with just a little bit of planning, you can really have a great time. And you can, if you're going to ski, you know, there's places that you can have, like a doggy daycare, for instance. I know Winter Park and Steamboat Springs have those as well. And even if you're just going to be on the mountain like half of a day, which is probably what will happen to me, you know, for a half a day, your dog is taken care of, and you can take in activities that they can't go along with. Now, one thing I think you told me, which was kind of neat, was in Winter Park, there's some new fun sled adventure or something.
That's right. Winter Park has a lot to offer for those traveling with pets. The first thing to take note of is that the Vintage Hotel, which is in Winter Park, welcomes dogs as guests. And Winter Park also offers guided snowshoe hikes that people can use or can take advantage of with their pets. And along with the snowshoe hikes, there is an outfit in Winter Park that is that will allow folks to bring their dogs and hitch them up to a sled and experience what it's like to be perhaps on the Iditarod.
Oh, I can just see it now. Okay, so I have two labs on this trip, and one's 4 and one is 9. So the 4-year-old, she's pretty interesting. So I'm certain she would do it. The 9-year-old might just look back at me and say, "What?"
Yeah, and for those dogs that might not want to see what it's like to be hitched up to a sleigh like the Eskimos did, but there a good spot would be the Rocky Mountain Dog Ranch, which is a dog sitter's located up in Winter Park, and they are a wonderful place to take care of pets while owners are out experiencing some of the local attractions.
You know, I think the couple places that you recommended really sound great. I know the snow house that's in Steamboat Springs is actually a home, and that's fun too, because especially if you have a larger group and you all want to hang out together, if you can find a Fido friendly place, I've done that before too, and that's really a lot of fun. And then the Vintage, was it Vintage Park Hotel?
Yes, the Vintage Hotel. Yep.
Yeah, Vintage Hotel. Then that's another way to go too, and you know you're obviously going to check in and see if you're allowed to leave your dog kenneled in a room when you leave. So everybody listening should make sure that they do that. But you have a really good website, and I want to direct people to that. And obviously, there's a lot more than we have time to talk about today. But I think it's a good start. And when I'm back next month, I can tell everybody about the great time that I had.
Absolutely. And we have 22 member resorts that are available on our website, and other resorts like Telluride and Copper Mountain are also very dog-friendly towns and places. In fact, I don't think they'll let you cross the town line unless you have dogs in tow in Telluride. I think everyone has a dog and a pickup truck and a pair of skis.
I agree with you. We were there before, and you actually have pet-friendly gondolas that you're able to take your dog in, and that was so much fun. And the little logos on the gondolas have a little kitty and a little doggy. So, like, every third car, I think, was a pet-friendly gondola.
Yeah, they have a lot of amenities down there for pets, from the Hotel Columbia to Camel's Garden. There's some great places out here.
Yeah, there really is. So, well, thanks for taking the time to talk with me today. I know you're busy, but I wanted everybody to get a jump start in January to take a trip and go out and visit Colorado. And your website is coloradoski.com?
That's correct.
Okay, super. Thanks, Jen, so much.
My pleasure. Have a good winter.
Okay, you do the same. So, everybody, for more information on where to ski and play with Fido in Colorado, check out their website at coloradoski.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll find out what website is solely devoted to the health of your dog, as well as give 10 lucky radio listeners a chance to win prizes from Petfly. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Hi, it's me, Brinkley, the Bernese Mountain Dog and CEO and founder of Brinkley Books Incorporated. Why don't you come visit my website? www.brinkleybooks.com. Be my friends and spend a day in the life of Brinkley. Order a copy of my first book, The Tales of Brinkley the Burner, the beginning of which I will personally autograph. More tales are coming this year, given of the heart. And remember, think Brink.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. From all across the globe, this is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And this segment is proudly brought to you by our good friends at The Honest Kitchen, where dehydrated raw pet foods offer a way to create fresh, natural meals for your pet in the comfort of your home. And on the line is Liz Ross from DoggetHealth.com. Hi, Liz, and welcome to the show.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. So what is DoggetHealth.com, and how is it different from other websites?
Sure. DoggetHealth.com is the most comprehensive health and wellness site devoted solely to dogs. All of our content is vet and trainer provided, so we are the most authoritative as well. So on our site, you're going to find hundreds of diseases explained, symptom guide, breed-specific health concerns, an interactive section called Ask the Vet, and even first aid for dogs. But we're not just for if your dog is sick. We also have exercise tips, training tips, feeding advice, and even blogs for dog lovers.
Wow, I think that's a whole lot of content. So how did Dogged Health start? I mean, what was the emphasis behind that?
Well, I had a dog, a lovely golden retriever, with major stomach issues, and I went running from vet to vet looking for answers, and I tried researching different diseases and conditions on the internet. I just couldn't find a comprehensive, easy-to-understand site devoted to dog health. I also realized that, you know, sort of unlike with human children or any human companions, our dogs can't speak to us. We can't simply ask them, how are you feeling? How bad does it hurt? What do you need? Our dogs are completely dependent upon us, so we really owe it to them to be as educated and as knowledgeable as we can. So I partnered with a vet, who is our chief vet, Dr. Loridia. We hired a trainer, and we produced all original content and had the site built to our specifications to be user-friendly, easy to navigate, informative, and updatable.
Well, you know, it really is easy to navigate. And when I looked at it today, the topic came up, caring for your senior pet. And that's really what we're dealing with our dog. And I immediately clicked on that, and I found a full page of great information.
Wow, thanks so much. We really do try to provide information that is easy to access and understand, yet thorough. We sort of want to do the best for all the dogs out there. And we also update our site weekly with 3 new feature stories, and they're on every topic from arthritis care to homemade treats to everything in between.
That's really amazing. It's a really beautiful site. And how long have you had your site up?
We've been up since the end of this past September.
Oh, wow.
So
well, when you look
site.
At it... Yeah, but it looks like it's just it's been around for a while just because the way it's laid out, but also all the topics. And one of the things I also liked was about exercise, because I do think that, you know, we get our pets and we get them home and we go through the puppy stage, and then it's part of the routine, and it's kind of a nice reminder that, you know, the exercise is really important to their well-being. And, you know, we get a little benefit from it ourselves.
Exactly. It's good for both of us.
I know. Well, I know that's one of my New Year's resolution, and get a little bit more off the couch and take a little more walks and get a little more active. So thanks, Liz, for taking the time to talk with me today.
My pleasure. Thank you, too.
Okay, listen, for more information, take a look online at doggedhealth.com. That's D-O-G-G-E-D health.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, 10 listeners who call in will win a necessary product when taking Fido for a walk. So, sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
If you're a pooch that needs a unique gift for that special person in your life, OurDoghouse.com will give your human something to bark about. Find out what all the dogs are howling about. OurDoghouse.com, where distinguished pups do their shopping. Whether you're an Airedale or a Yorkie or any breed in between, you'll find something to put your paws on. Drop by today and sign up for our free informative newsletter for dog owners. www.OurDoghouse.com.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at AnimalRadio.com. Log on. Learn more.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. From all across the globe, this is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims with Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And on the line is Tammy with Pet Flies. Hi, Tammy. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. So why do I think of monkeys when I think of pet flies?
Well, because our very famous and handsome spokesmodel is a little red minpin named Monkey Boy.
Okay, now, is Monkey Boy on the website?
He is on the website. He's on the website in several places, and also in our bio. It kind of talks about how when he came into my life as a rescue dog, I had never had a small dog before, and I went from very big dogs to this tiny, needy minpin dog who was, like I said, a rescue. And I was living in Arizona, commuting back and forth to Los Angeles, and I wanted him to be able to go with me. And what I had looked into as far as carriers that were out there really didn't fit my style. So that's how I kind of started with the whole pet flies concept and our creation.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's a fun website. And, you know, you've got some really distinctive and really beautiful carriers. You know, what are some of the favorites that people seem to be purchasing? Because you have so many. My favorite is the Uncle Monkey, and it always seems like it's sold out.
We do sell out of size. We have three sizes available now, and we do sell out of one of them every now and then. When I started Petflies, we had two designs in one size. Now we have about 12 different Petflies carrier designs in three sizes, in addition to just all kinds of other things. We have snuggle bugs, we have puppy slings, we have doggy waste bag holders, we have toys, we have just a wide range of product now, so it's a little bit overwhelming sometimes.
Well, you do. Now these pet carriers, this is for people, well, let's just say they are airline approved. Is that correct?
They are airline approved. In order to be airline approved, you have to have cross ventilation. You have to, the carrier has to be water resistant, and you have to be able to fully contain your pet in the carrier. So while there's a lot of purses out there, they really wouldn't be considered airline approved because your little friend can poke his head out anytime. And
right. When
you get on a plane, they really want you to have your pet confined.
Yes, I know. I have a lab, so I haven't had the pleasure of flying in cabin. But that day will come. That day will come. And now you have more things on your website, so we don't have time to talk about all of them. But one of the things that I would like the listeners to hear about is your rescue campaign.
I've always had just a love for all animals, and it seems especially the ones that are down on their luck and that really need help. I had worked in the garment industry for 20 years before I started my company, and the garment industry around Los Angeles, there's just an overwhelming amount of pets on the streets. And when I started my business, I was not driving around as much as I used to and was not readily available to help some of these guys that I would see. So in order to continue doing that, we developed the Viva La Revolution campaign, which is supposed to inspire people to spay and neuter, which would really help. Oh, there's my dogs in the background now.
Hi. Those are your helpers.
That is supposed to help inspire people to spay and neuter their pets, and in addition to that, also encourage them to rescue rather than adopt. And we have different products on our site. Probably the one that's the easiest readily available is the Che Chihuahua Tote, which it says rescue, spay, and neuter, and the proceeds from that go to different organizations that help abandoned animals and homeless animals.
Oh, that's really great. So you've developed a company and you're able to give back, and I think many people would aspire to do the same. And I understand you have a product giveaway for our lucky listeners.
I do. We have our Urban Safari Pickup Pals, which are little doggy waste bag holders that are plush, and they're called Urban Safari because there's a giraffe, a zebra, and a leopard. And they all come with 10 rolls of degradable scented doggy waste bags. And they can attach to your leash or your belt or your purse or anything. And it's a new product for us, so we're trying to promote it. So we would love to have your listeners call in and get on board and get a couple of them sent to them.
They are so cute. I mean, these look like little stuffed animals, and it looks like they Velcro their paws. They wrap around and Velcro to, like, your belt or to your purse. Is that right?
Even your wrist. If you have a small enough wrist, it'll go around your wrist, just so that you always have one with you, and they don't look like they hold doggy waste bags. They just look like a cute little stuffed animal on your purse.
Yeah, they are so great. So for the first 10 listeners that are going to go ahead and make your call, do it now to win the Urban Safari Animal Pickup Pals. And that number to call is 866-405-8405. Once again, it's 866-405-8405. Tammy, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today.
Okay. Has it already been 5 minutes? It went by so fast, and it wasn't nearly as painful as I thought it was going to be.
Time flies when you're having fun.
It does, and we did have fun.
Yeah, we did. Well, we'll have you come back again because there's so much more to talk about. So for everybody that wants more information about the great products from Petflies, check them out online at petflies.com. So that's it for Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk. And for more information on today's show or just about traveling with Phyto, you can pick up a copy of Phyto-Friendly, the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog. And we're at Borders, Barnes & Noble, PetSmart, or simply go online to phytofriendly.com and subscribe today. So until next time, travel safe, leave no dog behind. This is Susan Sims for Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
This is Animal Radio Network.